The Bob Siegel Show, sponsored by Bob Siegel.
The Bob Siegel Show is brought to you in part by Primetime Media Group and the law offices of Matthew Simone.
Recurring themes on The Bob Siegel Show can also be found on his online column, Forbidden Table Talk.
It's time now for the Bob Siegel Show, a religious open forum where all questions are welcome. And now, here's your host, Christian apologist, Bob Siegel.
And this is Bob Siegel. So, you'd like to believe in God, but you wonder, does the Bible say that it is a sin to get angry? No, my friend, it does not, actually. The Bible says, be angry, but do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Now, what we do with anger can become a sin. Anger held inside becomes bitterness. Bitterness is a sin. Misdirected anger, such as taking something out on the person who did not wrong you, is a sin. If, for example, somebody has had a bad day at work and instead of confronting his boss or his co-workers or the offending party comes home and decides he's going to be a pill at home to his wife and his kids, that is a sin. But anger expressed at the source is not a sin. There's such a thing as righteous anger. Jesus got angry. Would you have wanted to be one of the people in the temple when he turned over those tables? God in the Old Testament got angry. There's a verse which says the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. But why listen to the Bible when we have pinnacles of virtue and wisdom like the mainstream media? The leftist media's response to Judge Kavanaugh's passionate defense last Thursday, he sounded very angry, kind of out of control for a judge. Oh, no kidding, Sherlock. He sounded angry. Did he sound angry? The man was accused of rape. His name has been dragged through the mud over national television by you guys. What was he supposed to do, smile and wish everybody a good day? Well, now I'm angry. I am so sick and tired of this ludicrous tactic, and we've all seen it. Even in other kinds of everyday conversations, we've all seen this. Somebody makes an offensive comment and then insinuates that the person being attacked has shown himself guilty simply by nature of the fact that he goes on and defends himself. Oh, I see you're getting defensive. I must have struck a nerve, said with that smug smile. This is the logic of idiots. Such behavior is swinish. Another example of swinish behavior is the behavior of cowardly, self-seeking traitors. Senator Flake, are you enjoying your 7 minutes of fame while you hold fellow Republicans over a barrel, insisting on yet another FBI background check as the price for your coveted confirmation vote? I know you despise Trump. We also know that you are not running for re-election. The polls show you had no chance, so there will be nobody to answer to back in Arizona. And I'm sure you'll become the darling of the mainstream media. That brave, rare Republican senator who dared to stand up to Donald Trump. Maybe you'll even become another Morning Joe on MSNBC. Yes, enjoy your 7 minutes of fame. Just remember, history is longer than 7 minutes, and history will paint you accurately. If you get away with this, you will go down in history as the man who single-handedly took down the kind of Supreme Court justice that you personally campaigned on affirming, one that could tip the balance against the leftist judicial activism that is destroying our country. Everyone will know that had you been running for re-election yourself this November, you would not dare try such a stunt. So much for your so-called bravery. I'll say this for you, Flake. You do live up to your name. Question for the Democrat senators calling for an FBI investigation. If all women all women who accuse men of rape are to be automatically believed simply because a woman will never lie, well, then what exactly are you calling to be investigated? Do we think, truly, that after this week of FBI investigations, the Democrats will be dissatisfied? Even if the FBI gives Kavanaugh a clean bill of health for the seventh time? Of course not. The Republicans are being played for the umpteenth time. That's what's going on. Here, Charlie Brown, I'll hold the football for you. You come running up to kick it. I promise I won't pull it out of the way this time. And it's already starting. Shortly after I predicted as much on Friday's Facebook post, Ford's lawyer complained about artificial deadlines. The New York Times has since come out and said something similar, but it won't end there. We'll be asked if the FBI agents are conducting a bipartisan investigation. We'll be asked how many of the agents were men and how many were women. We'll be told that it will be at least a few more weeks before Ford can speak with any FBI agents because she's still recovering from the trauma of her Senate committee hearing and the tough questions she was asked. Tough questions like, "You're a very brave woman, Dr. Ford." So it's going to be a while before she can talk to anybody. How long? Oh, we don't know. Possibly not until November. Sometimes say after the elections. And since obviously additional allegations will come out this week because we've given them another week to go drag them out, we'll be told that the FBI needs an extra week or two to investigate these as well. Now, I'm not sure what the latest accusations will be. Perhaps we'll hear this time that Kavanaugh single-handedly ran a human trafficking ring, or that he raped three leprechauns at a magic pot of gold celebration in front of 100 eyewitnesses, location and date not exactly remembered. And while a few of these that I just mentioned have obviously been shared tongue-in-cheek, let me close with the most realistic possibility of all. Some narcissistic, egomaniac judge ordering that the confirmation of Kavanaugh be delayed, reminding us, alas, of the reason we need a Supreme Court justice who reads the Constitution rather than executing judicial tyranny from the bench. And with that, my friends, we will have come full circle. But there is other news. This is personal news. I witnessed a crime. I did. Yes, I did. I saw Chuck Schumer hold up a 7-Eleven store. Well, I think it was a 7-Eleven. It happened so long ago, 35 years ago. It's hard to remember. Could have been some other store, but I'm pretty sure it was Chuck, whichever store it was. Well, actually, I wasn't sure at first that it was Chuck, but with the help of my attorney who explored this with me for 6 days, it finally came together in my mind. Yeah, it was Chuck. And if you want proof, just watch him try to defend himself. Everybody knows that a defensive person has something to hide simply by nature of the fact that he's being defensive. So let the process go forth. If Schumer is innocent, let him prove it. The burden of proof, after all, is on him. Oh, and just in case he can document that he's never even been to a 7-Eleven store, remember, I said I wasn't sure which store it was anyway. By the way, there is also a second witness, but they saw him hold up a Home Depot. Well, I think it was a Home Depot. This one was also 35 years ago. And now let me introduce a man who has more integrity than Charles Schumer, Cory Booker, Jeff Flake, 7-Eleven, and Home Depot combined. Say hello to Jim Barrier.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can follow that, but that was brilliant. And let me just respond to your opening remarks, sir.
Okay.
I am angry as well. And you know me.
And you're a very good-natured guy. If you're getting angry, there's really something going on.
I think that's the point. I can't remember the last time I was this angry at what I'm seeing elected officials do. Now, you know, I have been critical, certainly, and I posted something on Facebook. I said I'm tired of this bipartisan political process, or the partisan politics that's taking place, excuse me. I remember the good old days when we would protest LBJ and Nixon equally.
Yeah, really. We hated them all equally in those days.
But this has just gotten absurd. It's a travesty. It's got to have other countries looking at us and just laughing and saying these stupid Americans are shooting themselves in the foot. And I'm angry. I want to respond. You talked about Jesus got angry. He certainly did. And even God himself in the Old Testament has shown anger. Anger is not wrong in and of itself. The problem for us humans, we humans, or whatever is correct there, the problem for us is that we use this term righteous indignation, and we often attach it to something that is really just where we've been violated or we're emotionally upset or offended or whatever. And here's, folks, my definition of righteous indignation. It is to be angry about the same thing that God gets angry about. And that's a game changer. I can't get angry because my team lost a football game and call it righteous indignation. I can't get angry because my neighbor lets his dog loose on my lawn. That's not righteous indignation. That's more selfish-based. But righteous indignation, when you're upset about the same things that would upset God, then it becomes justifiable anger. And I think God despises injustice. I think he despises, it's an abomination to run toward wickedness and injustice and to accuse and to lie and to slander. Those are things that do anger God. And when I see this happening to who, I don't know Brett Kavanaugh, never met the guy. I don't think there's anything wrong with his first name, by the way.
Has somebody been saying something about his first name? That one I haven't heard.
Yeah, when he was first nominated, he said, oh, he sounds like a frat boy, you know.
Oh,
come on,
brother.
That is stooping pretty low. That's third grade insult.
And look at the senators that have been interviewing him. Blumenthal, who lied about his Vietnam service, and this guy's going to be on the committee that's trying to get to the truth?
You know, the hypocrisy in this goes beyond anything I have seen. It is abominable.
It makes the Clarence Thomas and Bork thing look like a picnic.
Oh, so I am angry. I'm with you. I'm upset about it. And it's not just because I tend to vote Republican, and it's not just because I am pretty much politically conservative. It's not just because I'm a Christian and a minister and ordained and have a degree in theology. Those are not the factors here. It's because I see injustice, I see a travesty, I see something that is absolutely wrong, and I think Brett Kavanaugh is a good guy. We're going to have to come back, folks.
We'll find out just what a good guy he is when we return. You're listening to The Bob Siegel Show.
As if you haven't figured it out by now, Bob is mildly opinionated about the ultimate issues of life. But Bob also respects the opinions of others. To offer your own viewpoint or to challenge Bob with a thought-provoking question, give us a call at 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170. You can also reach Bob through Facebook, Twitter, or questions@bobsiegel.net.
When you trust the care of your children to others, it's comforting to know they share the same Christian values, that what you teach your children at home is also taught in their preschool environment. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool is an all-inclusive preschool where the staff ministers to all children of all abilities, including children with special needs, through a curriculum developed by the owners and designed for the preschool-aged child 3 to 5. During these preschool years, your children will make important developmental gains, as well as social and emotional development that'll be the foundation for their overall success in life. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool is a state-licensed, Bible-believing, Bible-teaching preschool and a nonprofit 501c3 organization. Contact us now at WisdomWorksChristianPreschool.com and secure a space for your preschooler. WisdomWorksChristianPreschool.com or call 619-440-1044. 619-440-1044. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool.
Back to 96.1 FM and 1170 AM, The Answer. You know, the same people who think all women should be believed also think that one can be a woman in a man's body. So maybe Kavanaugh is really a woman and he should be automatically believed. Say hello again to Jim Barrier.
You know, Bob, I want to warn you, using logic and semantics will confuse many people.
Oh, I know. You're just not supposed to do that.
Sorry for the diversion here, but I love the music you're using tonight. We came back to Take Five by Dave Brubeck, one of my favorite tunes. It's very nostalgic, goes way, way back.
One of the best jazz musicians ever.
Yeah. But I believe we left the break with Mr. Akerbilk. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Yes. With what I always thought should be the theme song on Ellis Island. Think it through.
Oh, no, I'm not making the connection. I think
Strangers on the Shore.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, I'm a little slow today.
That's okay. Well, and listeners that have heard me before know that I love the music thing and I love to play trivia with the music. But good music so far. Now, where were we? Brett Kavanaugh seems like a man of integrity. Seems like a guy who's had a great track record. Seems like he's been a good judge. You know, before he was nominated to be on the bench on the Supreme Court.
Well, they ran six FBI checks. There were all those checks that were run on him when he was in these other positions, including the lower federal courts. There was a sixth one right before this nomination. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't quite trust this FBI. In fact, I'm putting it mildly. I don't trust this FBI any farther than I can throw. And it's gotten so politicized. So I'm not assuming that they're going to necessarily come back and vindicate them. However, they are under so much of a spotlight right now with all the other garbage going on. I'm hoping they just do the right thing this time. But the point I was making is let's assume that they give them the correct background check and exonerate them, which is probably what will happen. It's not going to make a hill of beans of difference to the Democrats or the spineless Republicans.
Not. Yeah, you coined that term, shameless Democrats, spineless Republicans. I couldn't agree more.
I call it the battered wife syndrome. The Democrats are the abusive husband. The Republicans are the battered wife who's enabling the husband. Well,
and they just can't.
He did get me flowers, so maybe I shouldn't press charges.
Yeah, well, and all of them. That's kind of a gross generalization, but the vast majority of these guys and gals are more concerned about getting reelected. Once they get there and you get all the free stuff,
which explains Flake,
like
because Flake's not. Last week, I had my friend, National Review contributor Mike Friedenberg on, and I remember over the air, I expressed concern about Flake. Now, Mike, far more than me, is accurate about predicting these things, but he said on the air, I trust Flake more than you do. And I said, I hope you're right, Mike, but Flake is living true to his name.
Yeah. Now here's the deal. At this point, they're saying they're going to go ahead and send it to the floor on Friday. We've had enough of this.
Right, but this thing's not going to last just a week. They're going to find ways to drag this out.
Well, you're probably right, but I hope they fail on that. And that's what most of the people that I've been listening to have been saying, that this is about pushing it past the November midterms.
Oh, of course. That's all it's ever been about.
But I want to say two things about that. One is, I think this whole thing could potentially backlash and absolutely undo Democrats.
Oh, yeah. We may have a red wave rather than the expected blue wave this November.
Yeah, because people can see how insane this whole thing is. I know there are people, but you know, the media twists everything. But the Americans, they said the same thing. And I, on your show, said that I was certain Hillary would win the election. Because the media, the polls and everything, the media is out of touch with mainstream America.
Yeah, and the same people that predicted that are predicting this blue wave. I don't think it's going to happen. On the other hand, there's so many fixed elections. I mean, it wasn't fixed by the Russians last time, but there have been a lot of fixed local elections when they don't ask for voter ID and things like that.
Yeah, well, one of my friends posted a thing and said, I just hope that when I die, I don't vote Democrat after that. So,
well, I know. I always say, to those of you that doubt the resurrection, look how many people come back to life and vote every election year.
Yeah, but there's another dimension to this that I don't hear voiced as much, because we're in October tomorrow, and so the midterms are coming up. I think as much as it is about trying to get to pass the midterms, I think what this is laying groundwork for the next time, because Sister Ruth is hanging
Ruth
on.
Bader Ginsburg, yeah.
Yes, that's the one. And I think there is a great fear in the Democratic Party that she's going to pass or be so incapacitated at some point, have to lose her position. She won't do it voluntarily, but she may not last another 5 years. And if Trump gets reelected, he's going to make another nomination for an appointment to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, well, her brain retired from the bench a long time ago. It only makes sense that the rest of her would retire. I don't wish her any harm. I don't hope that she passes away. I do hope she steps down, though.
Well, I doubt that will happen, but I'm just saying there is a great probability that she will not live through another 5 years or be on the bench at least for another 5 years, which means that something else could happen. If Trump has another shot at appointing a Supreme Court justice, it will certainly have a huge impact on the future of this country, because they're lifetime appointments, which I think is a problem, but it's what it is.
The courts have far too much power. It should not be mattering to us this much who gets on. Unfortunately, things are set up so that it does matter.
And so if you hear what I'm saying, I think a lot of this is to intimidate and to bully and say, if you think this is bad, even if you get this guy in, next time it's going to be worse.
Yeah, and so the message is, Donald Trump, you better pick a moderate next time. Moderate being defined, of course, as a flaming leftist liberal. We'll be right back. Bob Siegel. They say a man's home is his castle. So when it comes to the wiring of your house, you don't want to mess around with some unknown electrician. Instead, do what I did. Call W&S Electric Incorporated. W&S specializes in both contracting and repair. From troubleshooting to remodeling to circuit breakers and fuses, W&S takes a skilled but personal interest in your home at affordable rates. I know the owner, Wayne Klingenhofer, personally, and I can testify firsthand to his integrity. Call 619-447-8785. That's 447-8785 for W&S Electric Incorporated. License number 480-539. W&S Electric.
Bob Siegel's novel, Push the Winds Around, is now available in both ebook and print copies. Check out this customer review from Amazon.com. Talk about a good read. Have you ever thought, If only God would allow me to go back in time to right my wrongs. What if I could change those decisions I made? What would be the outcome? Would the changes make a difference? If you have ever thought about that, then this book is your challenge. The story is so good you won't want it to end. You'll see why it deserves 5 stars. Bob Siegel, you've done it again. Can't wait for the sequel. Push the Winds Around, available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Bob Siegel Show, our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Always a privilege to be joined once a month by my good friend, Jim Barrier.
Hi, Bob. Now, there's something I want, and I've got a lot of things here that if we have time that I just want to touch on. Our good friend Joe Biden, you know, Joe, another fine, upstanding man.
Oh, the guy that shut off his mouth about FBI investigations and would try to find a way to walk it back now?
Yeah, now Joe, good Joe, unbelievably former Vice President Joe Biden, made this statement. He said, "We are currently in a battle for the soul of our nation."
Oh my gosh, well, he's absolutely right. The problem is he's on the wrong side of the battle, but I do agree with that statement.
I do too, but Joe doesn't know which end of... well, never mind.
He probably doesn't know the difference between a soul and shinola.
Well, I've wondered if some of those people even have a soul, and well, that's judgmental. Don't be judgmental. But here's the thing: he spoke the truth, but as you said, he was on the wrong end of it. He accidentally speaks the truth
once in a while. You know the old saying: give a monkey a typewriter, sooner or later he types a word.
Yeah, and or a question mark at least. So now I heard that, and I said, you know, that reminds me of something I once read. And in the Gospel of John, we read that Caiaphas, the high priest, said, "It is expedient for you that one man die for the people, and that the whole nation not perish." Now he was telling the truth. He spoke. In fact, they considered that a fulfillment to the. At least John, who wrote the gospel, said, and this was a fulfillment because the high priest was supposed to prophesy about the nation once a year. And he said that, not realizing he was telling the truth and not understanding at all why it was true.
Well, yeah, because God will honor the paradigm structure of a nation. So as high priest, he should have gotten that, but he interpreted it through his damaged human sensory equipment. So it was true that Jesus was going to die, but Caiaphas wasn't saying, yeah, because I and the entire nation were sinners. He's thinking, oh, because there's so much political unrest, if we're not careful, if we don't get Jesus out of the way, the Romans will remove the remaining freedom they've allowed us, so maybe if we kill him, we can fulfill the prophecy. But it's chilling because that was a real prophecy from God.
It was, and it was, we better do something here because we'll lose our jobs.
We've come a long way in the last 2,000 years, haven't we?
Yeah, but at the same time, not so much. Joe Biden was just like Caiaphas in this. He spoke the truth, but he spoke it from a wrong perspective and a wrong motive. And I just found it, I don't know if comical is right, because there's nothing really funny about any of this. There is irony, though, in it. And so I just thought, wasn't that an interesting thing? That Joe, who did hold a high office in the land, would say something like that and not realize how absolutely right he was.
Yeah, except that today he would walk it back and he'd explain what he really meant and it doesn't apply in this situation, blah, blah, blah.
I think we know what he meant, and I think you and I know what the reality is concerning the battle for the soul of this nation, which Now, I will take a moment to clarify myself, because I've been on your show many times and we've talked about this. I am conservative. I vote, at this point, I just vote Republican almost every time. I think there's been once or twice where on a lower level, a local person or someone that was a Republican in name only, I could not bring myself to vote for them. But when it comes to the presidential thing and most of the higher things, I almost always vote Republican. I vote for those of you that are worried about this. I vote pro-life. I have morals based on some absolute principles in the scriptures, and so I vote accordingly, and I pay my taxes, and I love this country. By the way, I just got back yesterday. I spent over a week down in Mexico on a wheelchair distribution with a group, and I'm still kind of reeling from that and recovering from that, but I love America. We have it so good. It's a great experiment in government, and the government of the people, by the people, for the people. I love all of that. Now, having said that, the soul of this nation that is hanging in the balance will only be saved, in my opinion. I said this today. I said, in my humble opinion, I thought, you know what? Opinions are never humble. Just by virtue of being my opinion. But in my opinion, the only thing that will save the soul of this nation is a great spiritual awakening, such as taken place in times past. And we've talked about this when we had the thing that led up to having Alveda King on your show. I've spoken to that. We need a spiritual renewal. We need a revival. We need an awakening, whatever you want to call it. That's what will save the soul of this nation. And I don't believe anything else will. I voted for Ronald Reagan, and I loved Ronald Reagan. But I think the conservatives, the Republicans, and the evangelical Christians all over-celebrated. Ronald Reagan did not save our country. He did some good, but
And frankly, even though, you know, Trump's a much more unsavory character than Reagan, I think Trump has done more in the past 2 years than Reagan did the whole 8 years he was in office.
Yeah, I do too. I think he's done some great things, but he cannot save this nation. Brett Kavanaugh cannot save this nation.
Only God can. And you're in good company saying that, because George Washington said the same thing before he departed from office. He warned us that when the nation turned away from God, that would be the beginning of the end of America.
And I agree. And many have said we are in a civil war right now. And Abraham Lincoln said, it does not concern me if God is on my side. What concerns me is, am I on his side?
Yeah, exactly.
And so... folks, I think we need to pray like we've never prayed before. I think that the true nature of these things is a spiritual battle. I believe we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. That might sound spooky to some of our listeners, but that's what I believe.
Well, I believe exactly all of those things. We'll be right back. Bob Siegel for Skyline Church. Looking for a place where you can be yourself without having to act more spiritual than you really are? Looking for a church where you can have the dynamics of a large worship service, but the intimacy of a small group? Why not try Skyline Church, located in Rancho San Diego by 94 in Hamasha? I know you'll enjoy the preaching of nationally famous speaker Pastor Jim Garlow. You can also get to know people through a midweek small group. And for those who want to dig deeper into the Bible, a whole series of classes are offered on Sunday mornings. I teach one of them myself, Forbidden Table Talk, same name as my column, a time to bring up any Bible-related question at all. I would love to see you there. Now, I'm not saying Skyline doesn't have other good classes that you could take as an alternative to mine. I'm just saying don't take any of those. Take Forbidden Table Talk. Actually, you'll enjoy any experience you choose at Skyline Church. Skyline Church, Sunday morning services at 8:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. To 96.1 FM, 1170 AM, The Answer. I'm your host, Bob Siegel, joined by Jim Barrier.
You know, I always love when you do the spot about Skyline Church, and because, as you know, a month ago I celebrated 50 years, my anniversary of 50 years of becoming a believer and following Jesus, and that began at Skyline Church. And so I will always, always be grateful for the ministry of Skyline Church and for the great pastors they've had and the great teachers they have like yourself. It's just one of the most quality churches that I know of. And I live in San Antonio, but I will still sing the praises of what God does through Skyline Church.
Yeah, well, you know, we're actually going to have to update that commercial soon because I talked about Jim Garlow. Yes. Jim Garlow is stepping down after many years, and there's going to be a new pastor. His son-in-law, Jeremy, will be taking over this November. He's very good, too. But Jim Garlow is going to be concentrating more on the political things, the soul of the nation that you and I are expressing so much concern over.
Exactly.
He's got ministries going on with the United Nations and Washington, D.C. and Israel. So God bless him in that work. But,
absolutely.
We will have to update our Skyline commercials soon.
Yeah, probably a good idea. And I don't know much about Jeremy, but I'm sure he'll follow in the footsteps of so many great pastors at that church. You know, John Maxwell was pastor there for a while, and another great one. And then the pastor when I was there was one Orville Butcher. What a great, great preacher and man of God. So, kudos to Skyline Church.
And Dana and I were married in the Orville Butcher Chapel.
Oh, man. Well, I don't have time to tell you Orville Butcher stories, but I've got some, and they're all good.
Well, my only Orville Butcher story is that I got married in his chapel. That's my only one.
Well, I had the pleasure of knowing the man and having him pray for me when I was a baby Christian, and the guidance and wisdom that he and his staff gave have left an impact in my life even to this day, 50 years later. Now, I want to refer to a story that you know of. It's in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel. And at that point, Israel did not have a king. It was a theocracy, a true one, the only one that's ever existed. And the people were looking around, the public opinion, the politically correctness and all of that of their day. And they said, well, everybody else has a king. We want a king. How come we can't have a king? I'm implying the whining.
You do get the impression they were whining when you read that.
You do. And so, you know, Samuel goes to the Lord about it, and he starts whining. And the Lord says to Samuel, the prophet, listen to the voice of the people in regard to all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them. And I feel like if I had the chance, if I could meet Brett Kavanaugh, I would say, these people are not rejecting you. They're rejecting what you represent. They're rejecting the moral code that you have held dear. They're rejecting, if you will, the very God that you serve. And I feel that way about Brett Kavanaugh. This, you know, it isn't just him. It's what he represents. It's who he stands for. It's who he has spoken out for. And it's what he has been not shy about admitting in his personal belief system and his worldview. And so I think this people is rejecting God himself and his standards and his word and his principles. And it's being focused on one man right now, But they've done this consistently, and they being the liberal people on the left.
Well, yeah, there's nothing about what happened that would surprise either one of us. I'm not surprised that any of this happened.
Yeah. So I, you know, I just feel for the man and his family. And I went through the same thing when they did this to Clarence Thomas. You know, it was just, it was a lynching, as he said. It was just ugly and absolutely hypocritical. You know, by the way, if women who were supposedly attacked or had an incident 30, 40 years ago or whatever, if their accusation is true just because they say it, what about the long list of women who came out and spoke out about Bill Clinton?
Well, and Cory Booker has admitted that he groped women. Nobody's asking him to step down. But the thing is, yeah. Brett Kavanaugh hasn't even admitted. I did want to ask you, I kept hearing, even from people that are on Kavanaugh's side, even from Republicans that voted him in, even from Fox News, I'm hearing from everybody how credible the woman sounded.
What?
How did you feel about that yourself?
That she's credible?
Well, she sounded so sincere. I'm willing to give her the benefit of the doubt and say maybe something happened and she's remembering it wrong. But the other side is I don't assume that just because a woman cries on the witness stand that she's telling the truth. And other than her crying, I'm not sure what else they mean when they talk about the sincerity.
You know what? To quote Inigo Montoya, you keep using that word sincerity. I do not think that word means what you think it means. I'm not saying that to you, but people that out there. Thank you for that reference to Princess Bride, one of my favorite films. Sincerity in its of itself means nothing. Shirley MacLaine was sincere when she said, "I'm God. I realize I'm God." She's very sincere in her belief, right? L. Ron Hubbard was sincere in his weird, bizarre religion that he built, which was really kind of a pyramid scheme. But Adolf Hitler was sincere. You catching my drift?
Yeah, and I'm not assuming that she's lying, but she was caught in lies about other things. She lied about how she wasn't able to fly out to Washington, D.C. because she was afraid of airplane trips, and yet she's been to Hawaii and she's been to Australia. Well, I don't think she was walking on water when she did
canoe.
That.
I don't know.
Canoe.
See, that whole sincerity thing is so.
And wouldn't an attorney always tell somebody if you could actually cry and show real tears on the witness stand, you'll be more credible?
You know, any good Hollywood type can work up some tears.
But Jim, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Let's say she really is remembering it wrong. Now, here's what concerns me, and it's a little ambiguous in the news. But they're talking about how this came out in her therapist's office. And when we get more information, I believe we're going to find that this was a case of memory regression and memory retrieval. As a pastor who did a lot of counseling, I dealt with women with suppressed memories. There's two sides to that coin. Let's talk about that more when we get back. This is Bob Siegel. Buying or selling a home? Feeling overwhelmed? Facing what seems like unlimited choices? Believe me, your first and most important step is to find the right person to represent you and look out for your interests. Somebody who will help you save money while buying or make money for you when you sell. So listen carefully as I offer the best housing advice you're ever going to hear. What you want to do is contact Realty Executives All Area, and you want to ask for my good friend, Fred Falduti. Fred has managed literally hundreds of real estate transactions in the San Diego area and has handled just about any scenario you can imagine. Believe me, folks, you don't want to navigate the landmines of this economy without a skilled and experienced guide. But Fred is so much more. He will look after your interests as if they were his own. Give him a call or contact him online. Fred Falduti with Realty Executives All Area, 619-719-7717. That's 619-719-7717 or fredfalduti.com.
Check out these terrific customer reviews for Bob Siegel's science fiction novel, Push the Winds Around. Another winner from Mr. Siegel. I've always loved the time travel stories, and this one takes a creative approach. Like H.G. Wells' classic, it delves into morals and metaphysics. And as any good time travel mystery, it leaves you satisfied while raising questions at the same time. Here's another review. Quick, thought-provoking, enjoyable read. And just one more. My kind of book. Adventure, fun, excitement, suspense, time travel, love, and a day at the beach. What's not to like? A great book to lose yourself in. Happy reading. Push the Winds Around. Available on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
To our program, Jim.
Here we are. Okay, I've been referencing stories from the Bible all night, and I want to do one more. We're talking about this woman who has accused Brett Kavanaugh of something that happened in the past. And there's a story. You're familiar with the woman named Jezebel, who is so twisted that today the word Jezebel has become a colloquialism, which means a wicked woman. And Jezebel certainly was one. And her husband, who happened to be king, wanted a piece of property that belonged to a man named Naboth. You remember the story, don't you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And so she said, look, she said to her, you're a wimp, you know, go out and take charge. And so she wrote letters and said, proclaim a fast and seat Naboth at the head of the people, and then seat two worthless men before him and let them testify against him, saying, you cursed God and the king, and then take him out and stone him to death. Man, this sounds so much like what's happening right now. Bring in people, pay them, do whatever, persuade them, find someone who will get up and accuse this man of something he didn't do so that we can get what we want.
Exactly. Or, as I was saying before the break, it's possible they're exploiting somebody who's telling the truth. I know a little bit about memory retrieval. It is possible when somebody goes through something so traumatic, usually when they're children, but it can happen as an adult, there's such a thing as hysterical amnesia. I believe God has constructed our mind in such a way that if we can't handle certain memories, they can be put on a back shelf. Unfortunately, the emotional pain that went with the memory stays with a person. So sometimes under hypnotherapy, those memories can be retrieved. Now, as a pastor, I never did hypnotherapy, but there were times when I talked to people that just had major portions of their life that they could not remember. And some of them were men, but a lot of them were women that just had all these icky feelings about themselves. And what I would do is I would pray with them. And in this case, pray that the Holy Spirit would reactivate the memories. Mm-hmm. There were times when memories came back, and there was a case, several, but one that comes to my mind where there was one girl, she couldn't remember anything that happened to her in the seventh grade. I'm talking to her while she's in college.
Yeah.
This memory returned of her grandfather molesting her when she was a little girl.
Yeah.
Apparently the memory started to resurface in the seventh grade, so it shut down again, and then it wiped out all of seventh grade memories. Okay, in her case, Jim, she went and confronted her grandfather, and he confessed it. So here's a case where it was verified. And, of course, I've read cases that were verified. But here's the thing, and this other side of the coin is so important. We've got to be very careful with this because there are times when you can put suggestions in people's minds.
Yep,
there's
so
such
easy.
A thing as false memory retrieval. And even if I thought it was true, I do not believe something like that should ever be used as evidence in a court of law. But it is being used these days.
It
People
is.
Are going to jail for it. And we're finding many, many cases and records of people who were falsely accused. We keep hearing that the 1%, less than 1% of women will accuse somebody falsely. Actually, those statistics have been challenged. And the famous Forensic Institute comes up with different statistics in collaboration with the NYPD, and they found it to be somewhere between 10 to 40%. So we've got to be very, very careful. And when I heard that these memories about what happened to her started resurfacing at a therapy session, it sounds an awful lot like memory retrieval. We'll hear more about it, but we've got to be careful. So I am saying that I do believe some women genuinely do have suppressed memories and they come back. So I'm saying that over the air, and I know some women that it's happened to, but I also believe that there's such a thing as false memory retrieval. And either way, I do not believe it should ever be used in a court of law.
And you wait for years and years and years then to speak up about it is a little bit...
Well, she would claim then that, well, she didn't wait those years. She forgot for those years. Okay, it's possible. But again, having said that, I'm not assuming she's telling the truth just because she cried. Women that accuse men always cry, probably 99% of the time. The accusation, if it's done in public, is done with some tears. That doesn't... People that lie know how to make it look good. And people that don't lie find it so audacious that somebody could be lying that they tend to just not want to believe it. They're in denial about it. So when I kept hearing how sincere she sounded, I wasn't convinced she sounded all that sincere. She sure didn't get her facts right with the airplane story. But even if she was, boy, if this was a case of memory retrieval, we've got to go with the facts. And the facts are there are no corroborating witnesses. The people she claimed could corroborate her did not corroborate her. And those are the facts.
And what gets lost in some of this is the alleged incident. He didn't disrobe her. He did not have sexual activity with her, according to her own story. He didn't break any laws. You know, now maybe
well, if he did what she said he did, it's a problem. But even then, we've got to say, look, supposedly the guy was 16 years old.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if she had gone to the police then, even if he had been guilty and had been prosecuted, you know what would have happened? The police would have sealed that case so that when he became an adult, he could get a second chance in life.
Yeah.
So this thing is tragic no matter what angle you look at it.
Yeah. There's just so many things wrong. And I want to conclude my thought about Jezebel.
Okay.
Sorry. And here's some things we know about Jezebel. She hated men who honored God. In fact, I think she hated men. She hated any authority that was above her. She wanted unbridled power and the ability to manipulate and control things to her own, meet her own needs. And she resorted to any means possible to get what she wanted to get that end result. I'm telling you what, that sounds like Dianne Feinstein to me. I'm serious.
Oh, I mean, she will never overcome this, what she has done to her career and to the
side. I hope that when all the dust settles, we see the last of Dianne and the last of Nancy and a number of them who have embarrassed.
Well, you know, she's going up for re-election. If she loses in California, she'll only lose to another Democrat. I hope that just because of what she did, she loses. Not that I'm going to be any happier with her replacement, but to me, these days, one Democrat's about the same as another.
Well, I hear the music.
We hear the music. Well, Jim, thank you for coming on. These are perilous times we live in, but the fact that people like you are speaking out and people like you are praying, it gives me hope.
Me too.
All right. We'll see you next week, everybody.
The Bob Siegel Show, sponsored by Bob Siegel.